Look at this room. All of those that are here today are such expressions of soul and have demonstrated Christian Science throughout their lives, or at least when they embraced Christian Science and made it their practice. I'm already off script. As you can see, I wrote something, and I probably already called an audible, because I was looking over here at this wall, and those that are on Zoom, there's a saying of Christ Jesus. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." To me, that's an example of Wide Horizon and all those that work there, all those that support it. And I give a big Grand Canyon echo to Laurier's comments about the volunteer board, donors, staff members, residents, all of those that make up the holy ministry of what we do. You may not know it, and I'm going to tell you, but Laurier was a former Christian Science nurse who moved into administration and has done such an admirable job during his time as Director of Human Resources and Operations. A little later, Sue is going to acknowledge some of the staff members here, and you've already had acknowledgement of the board members here. I also know that there are a couple other former board members, and I'm seeing their faces and being filled with gratitude for their years of service. The other thing I was looking at was behind me, again for you Zoomers, there's an organ. There's multiple pipes. There's very, very small ones, and there's huge, big ones. And I'm no organist, but I think every pipe is important to the whole. And so whether or not somebody gives a little or a lot as a donor, whether somebody has a part-time role or a full-time role, whether or not somebody is out here in the public or behind the scenes, each pipe is just as important to the whole. Our scriptural theme is love, inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. It's one of my favorite statements of Mrs. Eddy's. Now, some of you may have noticed over the last year or so that I've written a lot of blogs, which are posted on our website if you go to widehorizon.org. But I have stopped. Well, this report, if I continue on with it, will probably feel like a long blog. But some of our residents, those at WIDE and a couple that are here, evidently they love the blogs, because I would read them weekly and then monthly, and we always had fun sharing them. And some of you may ask during this sharing, why is he sharing all these statistics? Or wonder if you know me. I thought he always speaks extemporaneously. Well, usually that's true. Yet I believe that love, mind, led me in a different direction this year. That said, God may do it again while I'm up here. Well, years ago, I did a little research about mission statements of Christian Science organizations, particularly those of Christian Science Nursing. I may be mistaken, though I think Wide Horizon was the only one at that time which included Mary Baker Eddy in its mission statement. I've always appreciated this inclusion. It reads, "The mission of Wide Horizon is to provide Christian Science nursing facilities and support for those seeking healing accomplished through complete reliance on Christian Science, as taught by Mary Baker Eddy." Now, one of the many areas of gratitude I have for Mary Baker Eddy is all the questions she provided to us as students of Christian Science and readers of her writings. I also love her answers. I've recently reread and studied both Miscellaneous Writings, 1883 to 1896, and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures from beginning to end. Every time in my lifetime that I've done this focused activity, it's a holy time filled with inspiration, illumination, spiritual progress, and healing. I'm sure you'll join with me, but thank God for Mary Baker Eddy. Now for some questions and answers, and we'll start with the easy ones. Are sin, disease, and death real? You'll hear that tomorrow. But a little anecdote was that years ago, my little toddler daughter, about this time of year when this lesson fell on that time, she was just started in the Sunday school. This was prior to her turning 3 years old, so she was in her, like, 2 months shy of three. This lesson was read by the superintendent, and when they got the subject of the lesson is, are sin, disease, and death real? A little voice said, no, or maybe no. In the Sunday school, the superintendent almost broke out in laughter. Her proud daddy, who was a Christian Science practitioner at the time and Sunday school teacher, I had a huge smile on my face. And, you know, I think somebody commented, well, that's it. We just got the answer. Why I share that is that all of us know the answer is no. And that's why we practice Christian Science. And that's what we see in effect at Wide Horizon. Okay, here's another one. What's the most important department or activity in a Christian Science nursing facility? I hope you all don't need a hint. It's right in the question. Christian Science nursing. So when we think of Christian Science nursing, no matter what our roles are, board member, administrator, operations, development, we're all there supporting the activity of Christian Science nursing. That's the most important function. How many Christian Science nurses serve in the Ministry of Christian Science Nursing? Well, as of October 6th, 379 are listed in the Christian Science Journal. 326 are from the United States, and 53 are internationally listed. And these may be a little soft numbers, but I got it from a source. There are approximately another 450 who are not listed. At Wide Horizon, there are 16 Christian Science nurses, including our director. Of these, 8 are journal listed, 2 of whom are part-time. And there are 5 African countries represented on the Christian Science nursing staff. Thus, the majority of the full-time Christian Science nurses are not yet listed in the journal. These 16 individuals cover 3 8-hour shifts each day throughout the year. And as Norm remarked, and has been doing this for 75 years, that's a remarkable history of success. How many member organizations of the Association of Organizations for Christian Science Nursing, also known as AOCSN. And if you like acronyms, and I continue further, you'll hear a few of them. There are 32 member organizations. These include Christian Science Nursing Facilities and Visiting Christian Science Nurse Services. Another acronym, VCSNS. There are numerous committees and groups that work to make Christian Science nursing more prevalent to the public and our Christian Science communities. And by the way, Wide Horizon is the only one left that still has a membership based on a branch church model of yore. How many of these organizations are accredited by the Commission for Accreditation of Christian Science Nursing Organizations /Facilities, Inc.? There are 24 currently accredited. There are two in the process of being accredited and should be listed by the end of this year. And there's one that's a member only but not accredited. Well, only two days ago, the commission held its annual meeting via Zoom. And I have to say, it was a harmonious gathering of wonderful workers, all in the cause of Christian Science. We're going to get to a question here, and I really want some audience participation when I get to the third one here. How many of you know what the acronym CDPHE is? Yeah, okay, if you're a board member or staff member. Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Leads to the next question. How many times has Public Health Order, PHO 2038, been amended by CDPHE? 21 times. Now, I stopped reading these around the 12th. It's about a 50-plus page document, something nobody in the room really should read, needs to read. In my role, I had to read it. Fortunately, I could skim over a lot of it and get to the parts that change. Anyway, it's still in effect until 12:01 a.m., October 9th this year. So that's a good sign, because it means that unless they push it and give it another extension, it'll come to a close, or unless they amend it for the 22nd time. All right, so here's the one, audience participation, please. How many of you like statistics? Yeah, there's a couple. Well, you know what? Given the fact that you Zoomers out there, about three hands were raised, I'm probably going to skip a lot now, because it's a lot of statistics, but I am going to put it in a blog. So the rest of it is really number of licensed healthcare facilities, number of nursing homes in the United States, and you heard 32 AOCSN organizations. Well, there's tens and tens of thousands of nursing homes, assisted livings, hospitals, et cetera, in the United States. How many people live in these residents, these settings? Over 2 million. $140 billion in revenue in the country from these entities. There's 225 nursing homes in the state of Colorado with 16,000 residents. And, you know, the average cost in one of those places is about $8,800. For a private room, it's about $9,700. This is the state of Colorado. For a private room in a nursing facility. Per month. I'm sorry. Thank you, Walt. Thank you. Yes, per month, over $9,700. So please read my blog that's going to come out, because there's a whole other 2 pages of statistics, and it relates to national numbers, and it basically puts it in perspective of what the majority of people believe, what they rely on, the cost, et cetera, compared to Christian Science nursing. And I think it's worth knowing some, you know, not as much as now I know, because I did some Google researching, but, you know, knowing that we are so important, those of us in this room and in our Christian Science nursing community throughout the world. So most of the, this is an interesting thing here. It says, the generation of older adults, because of life expectancy has increased, is still caring for parents and has adult children and grandchildren. It's not just the sandwich generation, it's the club sandwich generation. Between multiple generations, And I wish I could give each of you a club sandwich. But, you know, the fact of it is, I'm one of those individuals where you still have, in this case, father-in-law, mother-in-law needing care, adult children that need guidance, if you will. And then, you know, you have your own full-time role and job. And it's hard to juggle sometimes. And this individual says, from a healthcare perspective, there needs to be more understanding on lifestyle impact. There's an emphasis on healthy aging and maintaining strength, both physical and mental, so that a holistic approach to healthcare is ideal. Now, that said, they also don't think people's health has really improved, which is interesting because there's such a focus on it from a material, physical basis. It has no real answers and can't truly improve health. So most of the world's population believes in aging. They believe in sickness. They believe in death. Those of us in this room and beyond that are practicing Christian Scientists strive to understand a different reality, one that is entirely spiritual, here and now. Yet do we, as sincere students of Christian Science, need to demonstrate this reality more readily by being more alert and dutiful, by handling animal magnetism daily, by praying wholeheartedly, by trusting in God, truth, more consistently? Well, among the many takeaways that I've had from the past plus 2 years, I know I do. Well, interestingly to me, at least, Wide Horizon was, here's another stat, was not listed in the 61 best nursing homes in Colorado or the 25 best in Denver by U.S. News Health. When I saw that, I thought, well, this is a glaring oversight because every state ombudsman ombudsman or advocates for patient care in all types of settings that I've already kind of alluded to during the past 20 years has given Wide Horizon glowing comments and very positive reports. Well, obviously, U.S. News Health didn't contact and ask for that information. Well, regardless, we know Wide Horizon shines in ways the world hungers and thirsts, practically and spiritually. I shared all this with you for a fuller perspective on why it's so important to support in any way you can, as well as to share the good news of Christian Science Nursing and Wide Horizon. For although it may appear this ministry and this organization is microscopic in the area, in the sea of the world's healthcare, let me assure you that this holy work is actually far greater than it all combined. Because the foundation is entirely spiritually based, and God, divine love, fully inspires, illumines, designates, leads the way, and sustains us in the practice of Christian Science. Pond and Purpose is one of my favorite writings from Mrs. Eddy. I think of it often when at Wide Horizon. We have a pond on the campus, and I love to take a daily walk anytime I break away from my desk and go by that area. And when I do, I'm always seeking, sometimes sighing, and usually learning. Mrs. Eddy tells us, the real Christian Scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. Now, each of you, you are loved, lovable, loving, and full of good works. Now, perhaps all of you may be hungering and thirsting for more of the good news of Christian Science Nursing. And it's always my privilege to introduce Sue Wood, our esteemed director of Christian Science Nursing.